This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
Du lass dich nicht verhärten.
Don't let yourself harden in these hard times. The lyrics by East German protest singer Wolf Biermann have been running through Berlinale director Dieter Koslik's head lately. He recites them for the assembled press at Tuesday's program preview. Officially, there is no theme for the Berlinale Film Festival's competition program, but Koslik wants to stress that there's a certain bravery, even levity, that runs through the whole festival. When asked directly whether the Berlinale will respond to recent events in U.S. or world politics, Koslik demurs.
Ich glaube, unser Programm ist Protest genug.
Not being reactive is its own form of protest, he says, and the diversity and range of the program is enough of a statement. While the festival as a whole isn't designed to respond to contemporary politics, some films certainly do. Panorama director Wieland Speck explains.
One film, of course, is like an anchor film, which is the Oscar-nominated I'm Not Your Negro by Raoul Peck. And I'm Not Your Negro is indeed a find that makes my heart swell, because it's James Baldwin. And that is not only an icon as the brilliant writer, but also as an activist and also as a homosexual person on a time when that was basically not possible.
Also in the panorama section is the documentary Strong Island, which brings the same questions about sexuality and race into the present tense.
Strong Island is an incredible other find of today's America. It's about a killing of a young man 20 years ago, but the family is, of course, not over this. And this young man's sister, who is now a man, is the filmmaker.
The Native program, which highlights indigenous filmmakers, also serves as a kind of litmus to our rapidly changing world. The issue of climate change runs throughout this year's selections. Here's section director Marianne Redpath.
This year it's on indigenous film from the Arctic region all the way around the polar circle. We all know that there's a lot of issues about climate going on up there. We have many people from Western worlds, they project this kind of utopic vision of what it's like up there with the eternal ice and the aurora borealis. And we have this a little bit the idea that it's still very pristine. And of course the indigenous people have been telling us from around that area that it's not so rosy.
These films respond to issues like colonization and industrialization, showing both directly and indirectly the impact of climate change above the Arctic Circle. Still, as Wolfgang Biermann sings, the world needs your cheerfulness. There are plenty of comedies across the program as well. For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.